Blog Talk Radio.
Be free.
Thank you.
I would try to hit that note, but I don't want to pierce your ears. Not really. That was, in case you didn't recognize it, our opening bumper tune, the iconic Earth, Wind, and Fire, Keep Your Head to the Sky. And I thought it was so apropos, considering this evening's program. Speaking of apropos, I'd be remiss if I didn't tell you, welcome to another edition of Productive News Weekly. We are live this evening, and it's just so plumb pleasingly pleasant to have you here sharing the airwaves, and I appreciate you taking the time out. At Productive News Weekly, if you're new to our program, we just bring you news and information that's well-gathered, we like to say called, from around the globe. And it's news you can use. It's news for you, by you, and of you, and hopefully it will be enlightening and inspiring and empowering and encourage you to, well, get involved, make a difference for yourself and your loved ones. This evening, we have a very special guest, and it's going to be a very abbreviated program, so buckle up. Hold on to your seats. It will be a uplifting program, I believe. We have a friend of Productive News Weekly, a mentor and friend of mine, Dr. Glenn Mendoza. For those of you who are new, for those of you who are not, I know you've been waiting to hear from, we like to say, Master Glenn, because he truly is a master in his own right. Dr. Mendoza is an MD specializing in neonatal, perinatal medicine, but he's also a master pranic healer. We won't be getting too much into that in future programs. We will. He's an author, meditation expert, and astrology specialist. And this evening is special, speaking of meditation expert and astrology specialist, because we're approaching a full moon. And I ask Master Glenn, Dr. Mendoza, if he would join us briefly, because we have a special evening coming up and he'll talk about. So he's only going to be joining us for a few moments, and then there's going to be an opportunity for you to continue, experiencing Dr. Mendoza, as he'll share with you an opportunity for a special meditation experience this evening. So without further ado, we're going to bring on to the airwaves Master Glenn, Dr. Glenn Mendoza.
Hey,
Master Glenn, are
Darryl,
you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
You hear you very
can you hear me?
Well, and it's yes, I can hear you well.
Thank you. Thank you for the invitation. Thank you.
Master Glenn, it's such a pleasure. I know you have very limited time because tonight is your monthly global meditation. And I'm going to ask you to share a little bit about that in a moment. So can we take just a couple of minutes? Because tonight we're going to focus, and there's so many things you can share with us, and you have in the years past and months past, in terms of your acumen, including, as I mentioned earlier, you know, the meditation and health and wellness and pranic healing and so much. But tonight is the eve of a full moon. So being an expert, and it's also a full moon in a specific astrological sign. So I'm just going to ask you if you could briefly link the relevance of the full moon to the astrological sign, and if you have a moment, if you can kind of share with us some attributes of that astrological sign. And then I'd like you to share with us, you know, the benefit of meditation and meditating under a full moon. I know that's a breathful, but I know you have to go, so I'm going to hand the mic over to you.
Thank you. Thanks, Darryl. Okay, just want to let the people know, you've heard about the full moon meditation. These are ancient practices. We're in number one. I just want to let you know that there are planets, they could be called planets or constellation, that have power. It's not power. They exude a certain quality or certain energy. And usually the moon, full moon, is supposed to be a one of the highest energy of the month. That's why it's called meditation. We use this time to meditate as a group, okay, or as a person. So let's start first. What is the, actually, I'll be honest with you, it looks like a full moon meditation, but actually the moon does not have any energy. I just want to let you know that. So during the full moon, imagine three balls. We have the big sun, the bigger ball. We have the earth, which is a medium-sized ball, and the moon, which is a small ball. So you realize during the full moon, the earth is in the middle, the moon is furthest from the sun, and the sun is actually sort of unimpeded with the energy on earth. During the new moon, it's the opposite. The moon is between the sun. I hope that's clear. So during the full moon, let me go back. So during the new moon, the sun is the bigger ball, the smallest ball, which is the moon, then you have the earth. So the energy of the sun is somewhat impeded because of the moon is inside, in between. So during the full moon, since the moon is furthest away, you have the tremendous energy of the sun. The energy of the sun gives us life. So what happened was that if you want to understand more about life, actually it literally gives us life. In 12 days, if the sun says, I'm shutting down now, in 12 days, life will stop on earth. First, if the sun stopped there, we could have energy anyway, we could have fire. But later on, we will be like so cold and unimaginable. Anyway, so you understand. So during the full moon, the earth gets the maximum energy of the sun through this certain constellation of the month. This month, for those of you, we have 12 zodiac signs. These zodiac signs are actually constellations. You know what constellations are? Constellation, we have a sun. We have a big sun in the whole solar system. So a constellation is about a constellation is a combination of three or more suns and stars. Are you with me? So they're really huge. So what happened was that the sun gives us life, and the sun will give us energy, and the energy of the constellation, like Pisces this month, gives energy. Okay? So that's clear. Every month, for those who are born, there's a peak moment of full moon. There's a peak moment of full moon, and actually, we could meditate there as a group and absorb the energy. They were saying, if we meditate, that's why Daryl was saying, I just have a few moments, because at 7 o'clock, we'll actually have a global full moon. Which purpose, and Daryl was joining us, we will actually bless that there be peace in Ukraine. We're going to bless Ukraine. We're going to bless, as we bless Ukraine, we bless our family also, because we're using this tremendous amount of energy for good. So Pisces is one. This is the time of Pisces. And for the past years, I don't know how many. Maybe Daryl will remember. For the past years, we've been thinking of this full moon all the time. She invites me to talk about the full moon, and the closer it is, the more excited we get in our talks. But unfortunately, I cannot have a little longer discussion with you. But you, during this time, for those of you who are born from February 19 to March 20th, you were born on Pisces. By the way, today is St. Patrick's Day. So to some people, the Irish, it's a auspicious day also. Not only that, Iranians, from Iran, it's their new year. It's a new year, everybody has a new year. For those of you who are Jewish, there's a new year. There's a Chinese new year. There's Egyptian new year. And there's Iranian new year. So it's really an auspicious time to meditate. So that's where we are right now. When we meditate, we just be quiet. And even if some of you just do your prayers, do your meditation and close your eyes, invoke for God's blessings, and all of a sudden just be aware even for a few minutes. The closer it is to the full moon, the stronger it is. The full moon will be, I think, 3:46 in the morning and of Friday morning. So that's why we're meditating tonight. So for some of you in the future, just go fullmoonmeditation.us, and it will tell you how to register for the full moon. I know you have some plans, you have scheduled plans, but this is what we're doing. This is meant as a world service. Full moon is a service to bless the planet Earth. Some great teacher said the purpose of the full moon is to bless Mother Earth. Why? Because we take advantage as a group to bring down this divine energy to bless Mother Earth. And as we do that, we get energized. As we do that, we could use this energy to bless our project, to bless our family, to bless our loved ones, and to bless the catastrophe or any problems in the world, like earthquake in Japan, war in Ukraine, and also even other problems in the world. I'm still okay, Daryl, if you have any questions.
All right. You've done an amazing job in 7 minutes, what we normally expand on over the course of a full program for 40 or 30 minutes. Can you talk about Pisces? Now, right now, under the full moon, those attributes, and every sun sign has an attribute. You know, I'm a Cancerian, and you know, we're supposed to be sensitive and loving and all of that kind of stuff. But for Pisces, for those listeners, can you name a few of the attributes? Because from what I've learned, under a full moon, when you're peaking in a specific astrological sign, anyone can incorporate those attributes. So, you know, if the attribute is a great organizer under a sun sign, you can meditate on the organizing. And even though you may not be a great organizer, you can enhance those skills. So what are the attributes of Pisces that we need to be thinking about right now? Of course, we prefer the positive attributes.
Perfect. So what we usually do, for those of you who are Pisces, you would understand this. What happened for those of you who are, most of the people know where the sun sign is. They know what sign they are. They look at the horoscope. They ask readings and all that. So during the Pisces, of course, during the Pisces, this is your time. This is your birthday. You were born here. You know, you were born on Pisces. And what happened was that the energy of Pisces, of that constellation of Pisces, is very strong. Every month, we have a certain sign. All of us are born in that certain sign with the influence of that constellation through the sun. I hope you got that. So what are the qualities of the Pisces that we have? For those of you who are listening, Pisces are very, it's water sign. Pisces means a fish. So what happened was that Pisces basically are emotional people, very intuitive. And one good thing about them, they could listen to you. Do you understand what I said? If you have a problem and you just want to spill everything out, go to a Pisces. They have the time in the world for you. Really fantastic quality. They will listen to you. Without directing you, they will just listen to you. They will sacrifice themselves as long as you, other people, comes first. It is not them, but you. So these are qualities. Ask yourself, do we have these qualities? I don't. So during this time, I'd like to meditate during this time so I could feel the energy of Pisces so I could absorb it also. because it's very strong now. Does it make sense? It's like zeitgeist. The energy is in the air. We want to absorb it. For the Pisces, when they meditate, they become even better because these are positive qualities. We go with the positive qualities. Before,
is there any other
one more
quality that you can share with us on Pisces?
Loyal. They're loyal. They're very, I have two sisters who are Pisces. So what happened was that the most important thing was that they are very, empathic, empathy. Empathy is a very, very good quality, and they have that. They empathize. They don't sympathize. They may sympathize, but they empathize more. They're loyal. They're intuitive. They're creative. So they always want good for all. Okay, let me pause there for a while. So this is Pisces. This is because I'll relate it to what's happening in the world now. This is Pisces on a month, 1 year. Somehow there's a schedule wherein instead of 1 year, we have rotate to all the signs. There is a cycle wherein there's almost 2,200 years for each sign. Are you me? So what happened, we have called cycles, people who have their monthly cycle. Some people will have a mental cycle, emotional cycle, and physical cycle. So every 2,500 years, there is a cycle. Guess what? We are now in the Aquarian age, going into the Aquarian age. Before that, we were Pisces, Piscean. When the Lord Christ, that's why I'll give you fish. The fish is important during the Pisces. Do you understand? So what happened before Pisces, guess what? Pisces is basically, before Pisces, it was Taurus or Aries. What happened? They were physical. During that time, 2,500 years ago, they're Egyptians, they're Babylonians. They physically conquer. They physically hurt people because that's the way they are, very physical. During the Pisces age, Piscean age, we were more emotional. That's why the Lord Jesus and the Lord Buddha developed the love. Lord Buddha developed the non-injury, also the heart. So this was developed for 2,500 years. So what happened? What's the point? The point is to make us really better humans, better persons. Now we are going into the age of Aquarius. The Aquarius is actually mental. A person is mental. I hope you understand it. Before it was Aries, then it became Pisces. Now we're Aquarian. What does that mean? That means during that time when people are so physical, they hurt people physically. During the Pisces, we could hurt people emotionally or by our words. And during the Aquarian, we could hurt ourselves by our planning, by our ideas. Do you know where I'm coming from? So invasion, physical invasion, is not Aquarian. It's antedated already. That's why all of a sudden, I will tell you, Daryl and I were talking about this, wherein we were divisive. During coronavirus, there was divisiveness and separation from the home, from our family, from our group, from our country, and the whole world. Everybody just wants to split. What happened was that this divisiveness is an energy for us to unite, because Aquarian age or Aquarius wants us unity and harmony. Then what happened? Guess what happened? Because of the invasion of in Ukraine, guess what happened? A majority of the world realized we don't want war. We don't want physical. We don't want to hurt. So they all of a sudden overnight remove some of the divisiveness. So it's good also because we're moving forward as harmony, that we cannot tolerate any more physical violence. We cannot tolerate dying. We cannot tolerate suffering. I hope that's a mouthful, but I think that's what I'm saying, Daryl. Sorry.
I love the way you tied it into what's going on now. When you return and you have more time, I'd like to delve into that a little bit deeper. Right now, I know it's 7 o'clock, so I just want to – I'm going to let the listeners know how they can tune in. Your meditation starts at 7, correct?
Yes, yes.
And it goes about an hour and a half or so. So we'll have time. I'm going to wrap up after you go.
Okay.
I'm going to wrap up after you go and do your start your meditation, because, of course, I want to join in myself. It's just something that I find very helpful for me with whatever I'm dealing with, and especially under a full moon. So I'm going to share with our listeners a little bit more of the full moon meditation, give them the site, if they should choose to go to the site. And I will look forward to tuning in and getting some peace and solace and blessings under the full moon of Pisces. Thank you, Master Glenn, Dr. Mendoza. We'll be talking
maybe
soon.
Maybe share them how your meditation changed also with regular practice. Will you?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
We'll be talking soon, Dr. Mendoza.
Okay.
God
Thanks,
bless.
Daryl. Thank you for the invitation.
Mm-hmm. Blessings and peace to the family. Okay. Wow. Let me take a breath, folks. Yeah. I hope you all caught a good portion of that. I don't know about you, but and Dr. Mendoza and I have talked, I don't know how many times over the years, but each time it's a breath of fresh air, and it's just invigorating, if I can put it that way. Thank you again for taking the time out. We are live on Productive News Weekly, and it's been a little while for those of you who are regular listeners over the years, but we're approaching 10. We took a little bit of a hiatus as we regrouped and made a transition. If you go to the archives, you'll see we were Progressive News, and we made that transition. I meditated on and prayed on and believe that it was best to move to Productive, because that's really where we are on more of a objective basis. And so to let you know what Dr. Mendoza was referring to, and we are going to preempt our program this evening. We normally would go until about 7:30. So we're going to go another 10 minutes. If you choose, go over and participate with the global full moon meditation that's available. And it's free. You can do it on your phone. You can, of course, use your computers as well. And I think you'll find it very enlightening. And there are tens of thousands that tune in around the world for that session every month. But I have been meditating for, I could say 3 decades. I mean, I began when I was in school, in college, and I joined a Transcendental Meditation group. So I've been doing that, and I've since been, trained, I think, 3-4 types of meditation. I use it in my practice. For those of you who don't realize, I'm a practicing naturopath and nutritionist, and I use it in my practice. It's just something that I believe is unquestionable. And if you're going in any supermarket now and you're standing in line, it's very well recognized now as being very common. And you see the Time magazines, and its benefits have been proven tenfold. So I encourage you to, If you so desire, tune in tonight to the full moon meditation, and the website is fullmoonmeditation.us. That's FULLMOON meditation.us, and you'll be able to register for the meditation. And typically, it's led by Dr. Mendoza, who, as I said, he's recognized around the world, literally. He is a pranic healer, and he's also a medical doctor. Master Glenn, Dr. Mendoza, has been on various media, mainstream. He's been on 60 Minutes. He's well-respected in his field in terms of medicine as well as non-traditional healing methods. And, in fact, pranic healing is one of the fastest-growing holistic healing methods globally. So, again, I just thank everybody for tuning in this evening. We're going to be bringing, you know, our normal and somewhat not so usual programming to the airwaves in the weeks ahead. And I'm looking forward to our, I like to call uncommon discourse on topics such as health and wellness, of course, technology, civil and human rights, and money and finance, and numerous other topics, science. And, of course, if you are aware of a topic, especially that's not hitting mainstream, because unlike mainstream, I like to bring to the airwaves an in-depth look of information that may not be typically heard on your mainstream airwaves for numerous reasons, especially now with this cancel culture. Where if you don't say something that's in line with certain mainstream thought, you know, you're shut out. And society, we can't evolve that way with a one-sided thinking. So if you're aware of topics, like someone called me and said, Daryl, have you looked into transhumanism? Well, I'm aware of it, and we have a scientist that will be talking about that. And if you're not aware of it, you have to Google it. It's some of the latest in the way of technology that's on the horizon, and many or most don't even know it's coming. So we'll be bringing you such topics as that, and if you are aware of topics that are not hitting mainstream, please send me an email. You can send it to Productive News. That's Productive News, spelled out, no spaces, at outlook.com. And any guest that we have on, however, you know, common it may seem or far-fetched, I will vet the individual and his subject matter or her subject matter, because I'm proud to say that if it's something that you hear on Productive News, you can vet it, you can research it, and it's grounded in research. So let me know if there's something on your mind. I'm always open to hear new and different things that are out there. We've had for our new listeners, and every week I'm so honored to have new listeners, which we do pretty much every week. So if you know someone who's an up-and-coming author of information that might benefit, you know, the masses, let's talk about it. Have him or her join us, and we can grill them. No, just kidding. I don't want to scare anyone away. But, you know, as my listeners know, who are regular listeners, you know, I don't mince words. I ask anything that if it crosses my mind, it's probably crossing one of the listeners' minds. So that's where we are right now. I'm getting myself kind of primed for the upcoming meditation. And as Dr. Mendoza was saying, though, if you haven't experienced meditation, and I think probably most of my listening audience has, it's really about taking time out, which in the world we're in now, which is significantly different than our parents' world, stuff was going on. Now, don't misunderstand me. Just like we tell our children, hey, the world didn't start with you. So I get that. But at the same time, we have to understand that technology has brought about a certain speed of things that are going on. And I think with that, we miss a lot that's happening around us. And so I believe we need to slow down. And it's benefited me. You know, I have 100 things coming at me, and not to mention, you know, the media. You know, we're being bombarded with it. So we need to just sometimes take a breath, and it helps you think clearer, and it also brings positive energies. As Dr. Mendoza and I like to say, and I've been saying for quite a while, everything is energy, and energy is truly everything. How, whatever your belief is, and I don't, you know, try to judge someone's belief, whether it's on a spiritual basis, whether it's a Muslim belief or Christian belief or Buddhist belief, as long as it's grounded in love, which, you know, I'm okay with it. I don't do that other, you know, dark, deep, white stuff, practicing that which is harmful or hurtful. But if it's grounded in love, I'm down with you. And so we're constantly, you know, being bombarded, like Dr. Mendoza said, even though we're in an age of Aquarian, which is mental, energy can be used, you know, like a car can be used for wonderful things, transporting people to the hospital, helping people get to food banks and all other get to work, but it can be used for bad things too, you know, drive your way to the crime scene. So we need to be conscious of that and just slow down and not get caught up in the minutia, because if you do, you'll be like a spinning top. And that's what we're counter to here, just kind of stepping back, speaking truth to whatever, whether it be truth to power, truth to lies, whatever it is that may be counter to the well-being of individuals everywhere. We're about balance. So information is power if used productively. And we're approaching that 7:15 mark. I know the meditation has started. So as Dr. Mendoza said again, as we're on the coattails of his segment with us, if you don't do anything, just take some time out to be still. Take that, you know, that deep breath. Hold it for a couple of seconds. Bring some extra oxygen. If nothing else, if you don't want to believe in, there's a science to it, because oxygen is healing. I mean, there's some studies that I've engaged with that even say, you know, an oxygenated body is more likely to be less cancerous. So it's just such benefits to oxygen. So take that deep breath. Hold it for a few seconds and then just exhale it slowly. And it will just tend to give you some calm, especially in times of stress and turmoil and anxiety and, you know, those situations that happen to all of us with family and work and the like. So one thing about the meditation tonight is Dr. Mendoza always does a little bit of a discourse on some topic, you know, whether it's understanding the value of peace and what is peace, what does that mean? He'll expound on some subject matter or some word, and it'll take usually about 10 minutes for that, and he always talks about whatever the particular sun sign is. So with that said, there's so much on my mind that I would love to get into, and my listeners know typically I would go on for another 20 minutes just talking about, you know, some of the things happening, and it's been such a long time that we've had this uncommon discourse, and so much is going on, you know, in this world right now, and not just nationally, but internationally, and I know everybody's, you know, feeling it. You have to if you're an adult, you have to, because that means you're influenced, you're paying for energy to some extent. If you drive a car, You're feeling it. You're seeing things. If you turn on your media, which I try not to too much, but when I do, I try not to get caught up in one wave or another. We have to be so careful, and I'll close on that one in terms of getting caught up in one form of information or another. We need to be so, so careful of that. News is not what it used to be. This isn't our Walter Cronkite days. Now you turn on the news, it's an infomercial for either a left wing or a right wing. And if you're going to watch news, I just encourage you to try to get a balance, because I know there are those that will not go near a CNN or MSNBC, or will not go near a Fox or a One America News. I just think that's dangerous in these times. And so, you know, it's all about balance. And I just encourage you not to get caught up with that, especially during these times. It literally is dangerous. So much happening. Our children, you can see the wave that's being moved towards influence our children in a negative way. And it's so obvious. I don't have to go into the details because I'm already past my quarter after time frame. But I'm sure you all understand to some extent. And we will be going into some details with various guests that will elaborate from a research perspective on some of the things that are happening. So with that said, I give you my love. It's nothing you can do about it, and my peace. And the blessings that, well, in my meditation, I'll be praying that we all have. So with that, try if you can. You want to go to, it's fullmoonmeditation.us. And if you can't, it's all right. Every month, we do a full moon meditation. Reach out to me. Let me know if you're new, what you think. This is sort of just a little snapshot. Hey, next week, quick announcement, I'm going to be doing a podcast on Black history, and it's going to be on Facebook, and it's going to be in the morning, but you can tune in at any time because it's on Facebook. But next Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. from 10 to 11, I'll be interviewing a civil rights icon. And we're just going to be talking about student then and now. So we'll be going back to the days of SNCC and all of that stuff and bringing it right up to the current and comparing and contrasting. And so that'll be on Facebook, and it'll be on the link is tap on TAPON. Radio, and if I forget this, because they just gave me that site recently, but I understand that it's tap on, where is that? I know I had it, because I just got it just recently. Tap on WMBK. Tap on WMBK Radio. Live. That's it. And that'll take you to the Facebook site. If you'd like to make sure you have the right Facebook address, drop me an email at productivenews@outlook.com, and I'll make sure you get that. But it's going to be a treat. That'll be next Wednesday at 10. Other than that, next Wednesday, 6:30 or thereabout, Productive News Weekly. And tell your friends and loved ones about it. So I'm going to tune out, and not too often we close with the same bumper tune that we open with. Usually I like to close with something different, but, you know, that Keep Your Head to the Sky that we opened up with for those who were on the beginning, that's special in so, so many ways. And, well, we're talking about astrology. Why not? So, folks, until the next time, be well, be blessed, be peaceful. Tell your loved ones you do, because you don't know what tomorrow holds. And stay in prayer. Prayer works. Peace and blessings.
Peter Saunders, Prices, Reba Charstick, Prices, Luciana,